let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book Intimate Disclosures contains selections of poetry and prose from the work of an aging Midwestern man looking back at people, events, sexual experiences, culture, and the church that has formed him. That man is Lawrence Manglitz. The content draws on his childhood, family, World Wars I and II, summers in Spain, teaching in Turkey, two gay poets, and the revisioning of the myths, history, rituals, and incarnation of his Catholic faith as he lives and approaches his death. He embraces the gift of life and the wonder of consciousness. Written with vivid imagery and unusual events in free verse, this will give you a fresh vision. Sometimes startling, always disclosing the intimacy and consciousness of personal life. Lawrence was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan. When he was a small boy, his parents moved to Bridgman, then to Holland, Michigan. Now, despite the conservative nature of that community and his family church, his childhood was a time of great imagination and wanderings on his bike and adventures. In his youth, his life became more complex as he became aware of his homosexuality. He didn't publicly come out until he was 28. Graduated from Godwin College, later earned an M.A. from the University of Michigan and a Ph.D. from Michigan State University. He taught and traveled extensively overseas, and after returning to America in 1965, he taught high school and at a community college until his retirement in 2002. During much of the time after his return, he was active in the Episcopal Church, presently living in Michigan. He's published poetry in Matrix and the James White Review. Dr. Lawrence Manglitz, author of Intimate Disclosures, is back with us on This Week in America. Dr. Manglitz, welcome back to the program. Excited to have you back with us.
Well, I'm very pleased to be back.
So much to talk about, and you're welcome. So much to talk about, and a great discussion the last time. And you can find that program on video on YouTube. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, all the podcast channels we're on, you'll be able to listen to that first interview. Let's start in this conversation, Doctor, talking about the source of your poetry. I mentioned some of the memories that you recall in the book Intimate Disclosure. What is the source of poetry that you use that inspires you?
I think that a lot of the poetry comes from journals that I've kept throughout the years, and they have functioned as a foundation for the poetic imagery and the direction in which the poems move.
You know, it's interesting, as you're reading your book, Intimate Disclosures, you're thinking, who is this poetry designed for? And then I'm thinking, well, just about everybody. We can relate to so many circumstances in your life, and if not directly relate, I think we can maybe call back experiences in our lives that shape the rest of our lives, just as you have done. Who do you think is interested in reading your poetry?
Who I think is interested?
Yes.
I think that gay people would certainly be interested, but I think also the academic communities in the country would be interested in reading it. It's literature, and therefore it has its own attraction as a work of art.
Well, it does, and as is so often the case in art, it really opens our eyes, maybe not a direct relationship to experiences in your life, but like I say, we all go through different experiences that are life-altering,
right,
life-changing, and you open up our eyes to look back at some of those experiences and maybe put them in better context now from the benefit of having years to go back and to think about it. The book, by the way,
exactly,
Intimate Disclosures by Lawrence Manglitz, that's M-A-N-G-L-I-T-Z. The book's available at stratton-press.com/books, the bookstore there. Available in other places as well, and you can find those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about looking back and going. You share your history as you progress as a homosexual from your teen years to the present. Was that difficult for you to do, maybe even risky for you to do with friends, family members, others, exposing yourself like that? What was that experience like, going back and being totally honest about it?
Well, I think that it was necessary for me to do that.
Yes.
To be comfortable articulating my own person, who I am, and what has shaped me. So I think it was just a profound valorization of who I am, and that has pleased me very much. I think that we also see shaping that has hindered us, perhaps, in being who we really are. And then with that backward look, we can contend with that and begin to reshape our lives and be honest and open. The question of poetry, it took me a long time to write that or to be content having it published. And I think even as I approach publication to date, I had some anxiety about what this would mean for me and in my society. But I value just being honest about who we are and sharing that. I think there's a tremendous health in that.
You know, that's interesting because writing it is one thing, and then making that, those are your thoughts. Those are your personal thoughts. You're not necessarily doing it to share. Then you make the decision to publish. So it sounds like there was some inner discussion going on there as to whether or not, okay, I finished the poetry. Now do I release it to help other people? It sounds like that was sort of a challenge to get to the point where you were comfortable with the publication.
That's exactly right. You're correct. It was a long journey for me, and I hesitated, but I decided that that was very important for me to do, and it was my contribution to American society at this time. To be forthright about who I am and how that came about.
The book is Intimate Disclosures. Lawrence Manglitz is the author, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, the book section there. Other places as well. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get all of that information. As you were doing this, did you feel, okay, maybe I'm disclosing too much? And I read that and I'm thinking, boy, this is really important for the readers to have such a book like this available. It's a good introduction to the embracing of homosexuality, the sexual life, a form right. of sensual pleasure. Talk about the importance of that and maybe sometimes thinking, am I opening myself up too much?
Yes, I think that while I was reshaping the poetry and thinking about having that published, I did have that particular problem. I thought there is a vulnerability for me as a professor, and there is also the whole matter of my friends and family and what this my going public in this way and very forthright in my going public. Is this fair to them? Is this appropriate? So yes, it was something I was always contending with.
I think of value as you're reading this, and we'll get into this, that Lawrence Manglitz, our guest on the program, the author of Intimate Disclosures, is the fact that this will benefit people trying to see where they fit into society, and it also looks at religion, which sometimes can put chains on us as well, can it?
That's correct, and I think that the collection that I had published really is a protest of that sort of thing. It puts people in chains, it keeps them hidden in the closet, and we just have to open up and be who we are.
With us on the program, Lawrence Manglitz. The book is Intimate Disclosures, again, available at stratton-press.com in the books section there as well. What kind of response are you getting? I'm reading the reviews, and they're all extremely favorable. People saying this book could potentially be a lifesaver for me because I'm struggling with issues just like Lawrence did as he's growing up and progressed. It's been a lifeline for some people. What kind of response are you getting?
I think that the response has been very good. It's been excellent. I know that when I was finishing the copy of the book, I was still debating with friends of mine on this issue, and they encouraged me really to go ahead. And I think that they had the same sense that I did. That the emancipation, the becoming free and being who one is in this short time that we actually exist in the universe is terribly important, or we just miss out. So I received a great deal of encouragement and appreciation for the work that had been done in the book.
Well, you know, that's interesting because we're only here for a limited period of time, and to spend so much of that wrestling with who you are, how you fit in, which you went through. What would life have been like for you if there would have been a book, Intimate Disclosures, as you were growing up, that might have given you the okay, the permission to be who you are?
Well, I think that it would have eliminated a great deal of fear that I had. And I also grew up in a very conservative religious family, and it freed me from the sense of shame or discomfort with sexuality. And I think our society at some level has this fear of sexuality. It's something that we don't talk about, or we're not very explicit about. So I think this it's a book of emancipation, and it was very important for me to write it. And as I was writing it, I was going free, and I was convincing myself of the legitimacy of who I am and what I am.
And it sounds like today you're very comfortable with who you are and the journey you've been on and the lifeline you're extending now to others for their lives.
Exactly. That's true. I am very comfortable. I'm who I am, and that's fantastic. That's great. I'm very grateful for my life.
What kind of progress are we making? Initially, I would say we've come a long way. And then you stop and think about it's all appears to be somewhat tenuous. I'm not sure whether we'll continue to progress or maybe even regress as we go forward here. What kind of progress have we made, do you think?
I think that there is a great deal of progress in terms of things that are being published, in terms of people who are gay or lesbian, who are very comfortable and come out with that and just assume that in a quiet way. So I think that, I guess, a word that I may be overusing, but I think it's the right word. There's an emancipation. One finally is free to be, and I think not just in the matter of homosexuality, but in other kinds of lifestyles that are not harmful to people, you just have to be who you are and celebrate that.
I mentioned the book embraces the gift of life and the wonder of consciousness. I love that expression, the wonder of consciousness. Talk about that and how we achieve that.
Well, I think that it comes from really accepting who the total person is, who I totally am, and validating that. And I think celebrating it is very important. Being gay is wonderful. Being, yes, that's enough to say about that. So I think that it was very important and assuring for me to go through the progress of writing this and then having it published. It's the whole part of the process of making legitimate your very existence.
Talk about doing this in the poetic form that we talked about, the poetry and the prose. It's one thing to try to formulate sentences and put them together and, you know, a text in a book, it's your story. You've done it so beautifully by using poetry and prose. Talk about the power of poetry in getting your message across.
I think that you're exactly right, that poetry with this imagery and the particular way that one is attempting to use language with rhythm and rhyme generates a strength in the voice. So I think that that's what I would have to say about that.
You are so talented as a poet. Where did this interest begin? Were there poets that you read going through school that impressed you and influenced who you are as a writer today?
Right. Well, I was I majored in English when I was at Goshen College in Indiana, and I think that that was a very significant part of my formation as a writer. And I began to write when I was at the college. My grandfather, my mother's father, was a very illiterate person. He was a constant reader, and he recommended books to me. So I was always encouraged to use language and to see the wonder. I remember Professor Mann at Goshen College said that, you know, the human being steps out on the stage of existence and speaks. And I think that's the wonderful thing that we have language, and we make meaning of our existence with language.
You've had published poetry in Matrix, the James White Review. What are you working on now? Do you have projects that you're working on?
I do not have anything I'm working on right now. I'm primarily reading. I do some journaling. And my ambition is this winter to finalize some poetry again, that try to get it ready for publication again.
For being a good writer, in this case, a good poet, how important is reading? That's interesting you mentioned that. Is that sort of the foundation of getting you thinking, having that open mind for thoughts that would spur poetry?
Yes, I think that reading and education, a good education, opens things up for one and brings one into a sense of the power of language, what can be accomplished with that. So, yes, I would say yes.
No, 30 seconds or so left here, but it's interesting. The education, the MA from the University of Michigan, PhD from Michigan State University, studying, graduated from Goshen College as well. Extensive travel. How did that shape your life? The fact that you've been able to see the world from a different perspective because you've traveled extensively.
Right. I think that when I was growing up in a very conservative family and very conservative environment, there was a certain fear of being honest and really being who I was. And traveling and encountering many different cultures and many different lifestyles was freeing for me. And so I would say that my education at college at the University of Michigan later on really was shaping me, and my travel and meeting people who were very legitimate about who they were was important to shaping me.
It would be so
and
sad.
And allowing me to come free. That's what I would say. I think sometimes social pressures or the political system of society can make prisoners of certain persons. They just can't be in their lifetimes, which is tragic.
It's tragic to think that you would be afraid of who you are, and this is why this book is so powerful. Intimate Disclosures by Lawrence Manglitz, that's M-A-N-G-L-I-T-Z, contains selections of poetry and prose from the work of an aging Midwestern man looking back at all sorts of facets of his life. The book's available the usual places, stratton-press.com, and their bookstore is one place that that you can find those. And, of course, you can link onto our website and get all of that information. Dr. Manglitz, it's always a pleasure. Great to have you back with us on the program. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for spending some time with me. I appreciate it very much.
It was a
delight. I enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure. Always learn something from our guest, Lawrence Manglitz. His book is Intimate Disclosures. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, the bookstore. Link on for more book availability at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.